Welcome back to This Week on the Kenai with the top stories from Wednesday. Here's KSRM's Nick Sorrell.
The U.S. Senate has confirmed Michael Sfraga of Fairbanks to be the nation's first ambassador at large for the Arctic. The vote was 55-36, with 9 Republicans joining Democrats to vote yes. Senator Lisa Murkowski was the chief advocate for creating the ambassador position. Here she is speaking on the Senate floor regarding his nomination.
My hope is that colleagues will see not only the imperative for an Arctic ambassador at this moment in time, but also to recognize that this nominee, Dr. Sfraga, is absolutely impeccable in terms of his qualifications for this position.
Sfraga's expertise extends to Arctic research, policy, and national security, she said. He's in Helsinki now for a security conference, and Murkowski said he'll attend another in Warsaw next week. Sfraga's travel was at the root of why the top Republican on the Senate Foreign Relations Committee opposed him. Senator James Risch of Idaho said Sfraga didn't disclose to the committee all his travel to Russia. Risch also argued that Sfraga was too trusting of the foreign officials and scholars he met at conferences and through his work at the University of Alaska Fairbanks, especially those from Russia and China. Murkowski disagreed with that statement. She also said Sfraga didn't intentionally hold anything back from the committee, but thought the panel expected just a list of international conferences where he gave a presentation. When the Senate committee asked for a fuller list, he complied. Then he searched his records and found more trips and conferences to tell the committee about. Senator Dan Sullivan did not vote on the Sfraga confirmation, but he praised the nomination last year. A staff member said Sullivan was part of a Senate delegation this week to the United Nations. South Central Alaska's natural gas crunch is boosting demand for coal-fired power hundreds of miles inland, a sign that a looming supply crisis will have far-reaching consequences across Alaska. In a late August filing with the state's utility regulator, the Electrical Cooperative for Fairbanks said it had signed a 6-year contract with Usabelli Coal Mine to supply Healy 2, a troubled coal-fired power plant. Until February, Fairbanks Cooperative Golden Valley Electric Association had planned to shut down Healy 2 because of its high maintenance and operating costs. Since 2022, the largest natural gas supplier in South Central Alaska has warned about an impending supply crunch for the region. Natural gas is the principal source of home heating and electricity in Anchorage and the surrounding area, and Cook Inlet has ample supplies of underground gas, but gas sellers have failed to drill enough new wells to keep up with demand. Experts expect that by the end of the decade, there won't be enough natural gas to meet demand. Bradley Lake could be a fix for South Central, but it isn't clear whether it will help Fairbanks. In the coming years, coal may be a part of Alaska's energy picture for many more years to come. On Wednesday morning, Alaska State Troopers sent out a public release asking for any information that could be provided to aid their search for an individual connected to a violent crime. 55-year-old Danny Lowry is considered a person of interest and was last seen in the Seward area. According to ASTA Detachment Deputy Commander Mike Henry, the violent crime involved a death, and investigators with the Alaska Bureau of Investigation, as well as a heavy trooper presence, are currently on the scene.
There's multiple investigators here from them that are in Seward currently investigating this. There was a violent felony crime that occurred, and there was a death. All the circumstances are currently under investigation.
Captain Henry said the name of the deceased is not being released at this time, as next of kin notifications are still in process. If you see Lowry, do not approach him and call 911 immediately. Anyone with information on his potential location is asked to contact the Alaska State Troopers. Coming up, we'll take a look at the stories from Thursday. This is KSRM News.